In this video, we're going to be showing off some of the new code navigation features inside Visual Studio 2010. We're going to be using the Blackjack card game sample from the online template gallery as a sample application for us to navigate around. We're going to start with the new Navigate To feature, which you can find under the Edit menu by selecting Navigate To. If you're a keyboard user, you can also bring up this dialog by pressing Control Comma. The Navigate To window has a couple of different sections, the search terms that we'll be typing our searches into, and the search results. If I just type in card, this is a blackjack card game, we should probably start there, you can see it finds 150 different matching results. Everything from classes, properties, methods, attributes, all the way down to fields and files within our system. It also finds files that have the text card inside them as well. The results window shows me what it found and where it found it. So for example, if I choose the card property of type hand, you can see that it's in the Card Game 1 project, it's in this particular file, and you could find it on line 11. If I double click on it, it opens up that window and takes me right to that particular term. Let's bring the Navigate To window back up again, and this time we'll do a search on, we'll go back to card, we'll see our 150 results. What I like about this window is that it's smarter than just your typical find. In this case, we've typed in card in all lowercase letters. So it finds card with a capital C and card with a lowercase c. It's a case insensitive search. If, for example, I were to change this to capital C, notice I now get 35 matching results as opposed to 150, and it only finds instances of the search term card with a capital C. Now there's one kind of glaring exception, and that is these file names of files that are physically within our project. Those it still does a case insensitive search on, but you can see now card game, image extension, or even inside the word dealer card one, picture box. We can also do searches on common phrases like click. So if I type in click, you can see here's a quick example search of all of my event handlers. We're going to pick on one of them here. We're going to pick on deal button click. Okay, deal button click as an example to show some of the other interesting features of Navigate To. So notice it finds click with a capital C, even though I typed in lowercase c. I can also search for deal space click, and it'll find deal button click as well. I can also notice that the term, the result, has capital letters mixed case. So if I were instead just to type the capital letters themselves, DBC, it also is able to find the search term that I'm looking for. So I've got a number of different ways to find things. I can find them by their proper case, I can find them with their first initial, I can find them by words inside the phrase, I can also find them with words at the beginning and the ending of the phrase in multiple different types of case. So let's go into deal button click here, and we'll show a couple of more interesting features. There is another great feature that's called highlight references. Now notice that I went into deal button click, and you can see the event handler here, the code that I have selected, deal button click, is highlighted with a light gray background. This is part of the highlight references environment. If I pick a different variable or a different property inside my system, in this case we'll pick the game variable, you can see that game is selected here, but it's also highlighted over here, it's highlighted down here, and further on down my code window. If I press Control Shift down, I can navigate through to each of those selected items, and Control Shift up takes me back. Now notice, for example, here you can see game is highlighted, but end game is not. It's this navigate property, this highlight references, is smart enough to be able to tell the difference between a search term and an actual variable. What else is interesting too is if it also recognizes scope. So if game were something that was defined specifically within this method, so we'll do something really silly here. We'll create a string variable called game. I'll get some compile errors, but you'll notice that when I select game now, it selects those game variables inside my method, but not up here outside my method. It understands the scope of where that variable is selected and helps me find exactly those pieces of code that I'm looking for. Let's reset this back so our game actually works. And we'll move on to another neat feature called the call hierarchy. So I'm going to go back, scroll back up here to deal button click. I'm going to right click on it and I'm going to choose view call hierarchy. You can also press Control K, Control T. When I select this, it brings up a window docked down here at the bottom for me that shows inside my solution this deal button click event handler as well as calls to deal button click, which are none, and calls out of deal button click, which are several. This allows me to navigate to see exactly who's calling into my code or what my code is calling out to. So we'll also choose show bank value. When I click on show bank value down here, you can see this call sites window shows the call site and its location. So if I were to double click on this, it takes me right to where deal button click calls the method show bank value. I can also from here right click and choose add as new root, which allows me to add a second root inside my call hierarchy. Now I can see calls to show bank value as well as calls out of show bank value. So here's a couple of properties. Here's a toString method on decimal, and here's some other methods that reach out into my call hierarchy. The last thing I want to show is an ability to manage the code window itself. So I'll bring this down here a little bit. Now, if you're like me, sometimes you work together with other developers on a common set of code, and it's sometimes hard to read over somebody's shoulder. So now, instead of having to go into the Tools Options menu to change the font size within your code window, you can hold the Control key down and use the mouse wheel to scroll up and scroll down to change the font size. So now when you have people that you're working with, people looking over your shoulder, it's a little bit easier to zoom in on specific pieces of code without having to go in and permanently change the font size. Where I find this also great for a code navigation story is I can zoom all the way out to where I can see, you know, almost my entire class file in some cases at one time. And I can go in and find specifically marked areas. There's a great opportunity here for somebody to create a really nice code editor add-in that allows me to hover over certain parts of my code and have it pop up magnified so it's easier for me to see it. I can also control that zooming from down here, change it to 150, or even type in my own value. So this is just a couple of the ways that I use the new code navigation features with inside Visual Studio 2010. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time.